Milwaukee Choristers. And Emily's the first reader.
Yes. All right. Well, I think this is the oldest organization in the group of applicants. They've been around for like 85 years. They were founded as a group of alumni from Riverside High School in Milwaukee. And they've only had 7 conductors in their history. Their first conductor was their high school teacher, and their most recent conductor has been with it for 25 years. So they're quite their organization of quite a long history. They have about 75 core members, and they describe 900 in attendance. And I think, as with the Middleton Community Orchestra, they probably have more than that, because although they only give, I think they only give two formal concerts per year, along with several outreach performances to area senior facilities and that sort of thing. So they perform at a very high level. They've had a very, as I said, a very stable existence. Their artistic output is very high quality. I mean, virtually all choruses are amateurs. But I would say that this chorus is better than the average amateur chorus. And they have quite diverse repertoire and high quality performances. They have recently commissioned works from some respected living composers. They invite, at their concerts, they do invite professional musicians to perform with them, which enhances the performance. The group extends from young adults, post-high school, through senior citizens. So they span the community. It's obviously a valuable musical outlet for the musicians that are involved, and that they get to experience, they and their audiences experience high quality music that spans styles and genres. Their printed programs are especially high quality and include a great deal of background on the pieces of music involved. It's clear that they put a lot of thought into constructing their programs. They've been recognized by the city of Milwaukee on their longevity and contributions to Milwaukee. They're planning to expand the organization through an internship program with high school students, where they would invite students to apply, and then the students would actually receive a stipend to participate for a year. So that in hopes that students might experience what singing in a adult ensemble might be for them once they graduate from high school. They're rather small budget, and it looks like their most recent year, there was a big jump up in revenue, but it's a bit deceptive because of a couple of things. One was they were doing some specialized fundraising for their 85th anniversary, and so they had some special donations for the commission works that they were pursuing. Also, they had their storage container that contained their risers and other materials was stolen, and so they raised money to replace that, and then they got the insurance money. So it appears a little bit unusual. Let's see, they have about an 8-member board. I think most of the board are members of the ensemble. They have a few paid staff, the music director, the assistant conductor, and the accompanist are paid, as well as any guest artists, musicians. They are fairly new to the process of applying for grants. I think they recognize that for them to achieve their goals, they need to expand beyond just their members' interests. So they're a very good group. Their artistic quality is extremely high, and they've been obviously a long-standing art group in Milwaukee.
Thank you. All right. Then a second reader, we have Jim.
All righty. It's interesting to note that all three of our musical organizations, one of our dance organizations, and two of our visual arts organizations are member-supported, are supported by fees from the people who perform, and therefore are appropriately focused to some extent on their members, the performers themselves. This is a quality avocational musical organization. That new initiative that was described earlier, the Roots Young Singers Program, appears to be a significant one and is unusual for this kind of a member-supported group. I agree that the program notes are a splendid artistic achievement on their own, and I love the fact that they print the lyrics in the program. It's a very elaborate program book.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
It is clearly a well-run, prudent organization. Their variations in financial results were clearly explained, and they have a nice balance of income sources, which is also unusual for an organization of this type. The organization is member-focused, but conscious of its community. Once again, the new Roots program will help it reach a small number of younger singers, and through them, perhaps more of the community through their parents and friends. The continuing inclusion of African-American composers in the repertoire is important, but how is that communicated to the community? Is there or can there be conscious outreach to the diverse population in the Milwaukee area? I didn't see that aspect of things discussed. It may be something that, once again, it's something that would be unusual for this kind of an organization, but they appear to be on the cusp of making some strides that are less inward-looking and more outward-looking. Kudos to them for realizing that this application process can be the beginning of a new phase of organizational planning and introspection. They noted that they were new to the process, and they kind of seemed excited about the thought process that some of the questions in the application stimulated for them. So I give them high marks for that.
Great. Christina?
I would just want to add a couple more things that I appreciate that they provide free concerts for retirement homes. That's wonderful. I think arts organizations that recognize the power of the arts to help and heal and promote community is wonderful, and I feel this organization does that. I also appreciated that they're using their platform to recognize historic segregation within their community and trying to address this, although I do agree there could be more communication about their efforts in this area with the community at large. So I just want to add those two things.
All right. Okay. Further conversation, yeah.
If none, you can go ahead and put in your scores.